Picture that super soft t-shirt you love sleeping in. The one that gets softer and softer the more you wear it. Now you can bring that same lived-in softness to your entire bed with Signature Vintage Wash Sheets from Boll & Branch. This all-new collection is even softer than your favorite t-shirt, with a distinctly relaxed look and feel for your best night's sleep. Just like all Boll & Branch bedding, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets start with the highest quality, 100% organic cotton. The lived-in and feel comes from a small batch washing process, creating a level of softness you've never felt before. And it's not just the feel. Boll & Branch mastered the laid-back aesthetic using a special technique that creates the well-loved look you'll find with vintage jeans. And true to the Boll & Branch hallmark, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets get softer and softer with every wash. Right now, you can get 15% off your first order with promo code ODYSSEY and save on their most relaxing sheets. So head to BollAndBranch.com today. That's B-O-L-L and Branch.com.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Radio.com Sports presents Bet Sweats with Joe Ostrowski, breaking down the latest in sports betting.
This is Bet Sweats on Thursday, January 14th on the BetQL Audio Network. Dan Bach joins us from Jacksonville, Florida. The talk of the NFL this morning at Dan_Bach, rotogrinders.com, scoresandodds.com. Let's start with the Jacksonville. I mean, we'll get to the NBA, Dan. There's so much drama going on there. We will definitely get to it. But I know it's different in 2020 and 2021 now, but what's the feeling overall, the excitement level of what sounds like Urban Meyer is coming back to Florida to take over the Jags?
You know, there's just it's crazy to have optimism here in Jacksonville around our football team based on what's happened for seemingly the last 10 years or so outside of that one nice run we had a few years ago. But the thing about it is, I'm excited about this, not because I think Urban Meyer is going to be a great coach. I don't know for sure. I think it's a complete unknown. I think anybody who feels like they know whether or not it's going to translate his success from college to the pros is lying to you, because we don't know. And he's running this style of offense, or he has previously, which I don't know is going to necessarily work here in the NFL. But the one thing that I can say is, Jacksonville is set up right now with the number one pick. They're going to get Trevor Lawrence. They've got the most cap room out of anybody out there. They've got some good young players defensively, and Josh Allen and Henderson, the number one pick. I actually think Jacksonville can turn it around fairly quickly here if Urban Meyer can coach professional football at a high level, because they've got all the tools they need. So I'm excited about it. I don't think it's like a slam dunk guaranteed he's going to lead this team into the playoffs in 2 years. But I'm willing to give him a shot. And at least Jacksonville and the Jaguars are going to be interesting once again. So I'm not hating on it, but I don't know that it's necessarily going to lead us to the playoffs. But hopefully it does. We'll see.
All right, Dan, I got to ask you this question. I asked it of Will Brinson. Joe and Will tried to shoot me down. Do you think if Urban Meyer wins a Super Bowl with the Jacksonville Jaguars after winning national championships at multiple schools, forget about even turning around Bowling Green and Utah, do you think you can make an argument for him as the best football coach ever?
I would say not. I mean, I think if he won multiple Super Bowls, maybe. I think one Super Bowl would catapult him into the discussion as like maybe a top five all-time coach. But to put him on the pedestal ahead of Bill Belichick or even Nick Saban, and I know that both those guys kind of only did it on one was college, one was pro. I still think he can't quite catch them with one title. But you know what? If he wants to win four or five for Jacksonville, that works for me. I'm all for it.
It wouldn't be one title, though. It would be four titles he would have.
Yeah, but Bill Belichick, what has he got, six rings? We've got
nine
seven.
Super Bowls.
Yeah.
Saban has seven.
Yeah.
Belichick has six. all – well, Saban at least won one at LSU, which I give him credit for. I said the last few years, Saban should have, like, taken some of these NFL gigs that were offered to him, because if Saban went to the NFL and won a Super Bowl, I would say he's the best coach ever. I just I think it's more impressive if you do it at multiple levels, multiple different places.
It might be. I mean, I think it is, but I still think, like, just one title here as a pro and the couple that he had in college doesn't make him the greatest coach of all time. Maybe the most well-rounded coach of all time, but I don't see anybody really replacing Belichick. And actually, Belichick's the interesting one, because I think now he's kind of in a position to cement his legacy if he can do it without Tom Brady, because this past season – it obviously didn't go as planned. So I think, you know, that's an interesting kind of storyline in terms of legacies moving forward. But, you know, Meyer, I just think, you know, it's one thing to be a great college coach, because one thing we've seen is if you get the best talent, that's the number one thing. And he's always been able to do that at Florida, and certainly when he went to Ohio State. And even on those lower level teams that he won at Utah and Bowling Green, still had some pretty good players. But the transition, we've seen so many coaches fail going from college to pros. I mean, who is the last guy that has made this transition and been successful? Who's the last one? Been a while.
Pete Carroll?
But here's the thing with Pete Carroll. At least he had NFL experience before. He was with the Jets and then went to USC and then went back. So at least he's got some experience. It's a totally different situation. And you can speak to it, Ross, coaching professional athletes versus college athletes, and maybe he'll be able to do it. You know, I think it's a great position. I don't blame him for taking it. He's going to get a pile of money. You get to live in Florida. He likes it down here. So, you know, again, I'm excited for it, but I still want to, I just can't definitively say, like, this is absolutely going to work out. We'll see.
How about the games that we're going to be watching Saturday and Sunday? Any player props that you will be betting?
Yeah, I got a couple props for you that that I'm looking at. I'm going to go with we'll start with the Rams and the Packers here. And I like the Aaron Jones over 23.5 receiving yards in this game. Jalen Ramsey, you know, he is going to be on Devontae Adams, and he has literally shut down like every wide receiver he's gone up against this year. And I just don't know that Aaron Rodgers really trusts the other wide receiver. So I'm kind of expecting a number of checkdowns to Jones. And if you go through the game logs, you look at the games where Devontae Adams was either held in check or not utilized, it's kind of been the Aaron Jones show. And if you even look back last season in that game against San Francisco, another team that was really defensively oriented, or, you know, had a stout defense, you know, he ended up passing this prop number in that NFC championship a year ago. And, you know, the one thing I love about these passing props, or these receiving props for running backs, is it oftentimes can come in one play. And he's had three or four games this year where he would have either hit this prop or come really close on it on one single play. So you're never really out of it. So I like the Aaron Jones over 23.5. And then the other one from the weekend that I'm looking at too is I'm going out there for Buffalo and the Rams and Mark Andrews. I like both of the overs on him, 54.5 on the yards and 4.5 on the receptions. No team in the NFL this year allowed more receptions to the tight end position than the Bills. And you've got that lockdown corner in Tre'Davious White. And we saw it last week against Indianapolis with Jack Doyle and Mo Alie-Cox having big games. I think we're going to see the same thing here. I think we're going to expect White to kind of shut down Brown. And yeah, I mean, last time these teams played last year, it was Boyle, it was Andrews, it was Hurst. All those teams, our players led the team in targets. Marquise Brown had 3 catches for -3 yards in that game. So I think this is a Mark Andrews spot. And then one last one in that game that I want to talk about is the under on Josh Allen, 298 to 300 passing yards. Over the last 3 games, the Ravens are allowing just 49 plays per game for their opponents. They have slowed things down dramatically. And by them shortening the games and limiting the possessions, it makes it hard to reach a lot of those overs. And I know the Bills were a different squad last year when they faced off against this Baltimore team, but only 146-1 in that matchup against Buffalo. So I know they've got Diggs. I know Allen's a much better player this year. but I still like the under and what I think is going to be a slower game because I don't really see Buffalo stopping Baltimore's run game. And I think they're going to grind this game down.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's, Dan, just a couple of your favorite bets? Forget the props, but other bets, whether it's total or the line for the divisional round.
Yeah, I really like the Rams here at +6.5. We've talked about it a couple of times on this show. They've got the best defense left in the playoffs right now. And, you know, the reason I always kind of like them is what I spoke about earlier is they've got a player who can take out Green Bay's best player, not named Aaron Rodgers, of course, and that being Devontae Adams. He's been the centerpiece of this team all year long. If Aaron Donald is healthy and can get pressure, I don't think the Rams are going to try and, you know, win this game with their offense. They're just going to just do enough. And we saw it kind of last week. And that's a, you know, with that number hanging at 6.5 too, I think the books are begging you to take the Packers there and say you don't even need to give up a touchdown. So I like the Rams in that spot. And I think the Browns are a good story, but I think it ends here. I think that this is a smash spot for the Kansas City Chiefs. I know they got to lay 10 points here, but coming off the bye week and, you know, Baker Mayfield last week looked great in that situation in that game, but it wasn't hard to look good when you had like a 28-0 lead to kind of start that game and your defense was making plays for you. I don't really think this is a spot to see this Cleveland team be able to play catch up here. So I like Kansas City in that game minus the 10 points.
Woo. Okay. Kansas City minus 10. Look at the Rams. Sharp money on them early in the weekend. If you really like the Rams, maybe you want to wait because I could see that number getting to seven. By the time we get to Saturday, for sure. How about the NBA? A blockbuster goes down Wednesday afternoon. All of us expected it to happen. We just weren't sure about the timeline. James Harden gets moved. What do you think? And did it provide any opportunity in the futures market?
Well, first thing I saw on PointsBet when I was prepping for this, and I know they're a great sponsor here of the show, is they actually locked in. They did a price freeze booster of plus 600 there on the Brooklyn Nets. And they're basically like a plus 300 now to win the title everywhere. But it's one of those kind of odd boost / promos. So if you can get that number and you can over at PointsBet, you should probably lock that in. I'm a little bit leery though, whether or not, you know, I would lay that lower number at 300 because I still don't know whether these three guys are going to be able to coexist. I still don't know if Steve Nash is going to be able to make this all work in his first year as a head basketball coach in the association. So What I'm looking at, though, is there's definitely a different situation that this is going to benefit a different player. And I think there is a mispricing happening right now over on PointsBet. Is you can get Christian Wood at plus 175 for most improved player in the NBA. I know it's not like a sexy award or something that a lot of people look at in terms of the odds, but I think he should be minus 200 right now, and we're getting him at plus 175, 22 points per game, 9.5 rebounds, 1.5 blocks, and this was playing alongside one of the highest usage players there in James Harden. He goes away, probably just going to, you know, be more stats going Christian Wood's way, and these are pretty good as is. So he's plus money right now. I think he should be minus money. I would jump on that at PointsBet before it changes, because this kid's a really solid young player, and he is kind of epitomizes what that award should be as you know, most improved. So found that bet today, and I think it's a great one.
Any other NBA futures, Dan?
Yeah, I got one other future and one game bet for tonight. LaMelo Ball, he's minus 182 rookie of the year. And I don't, you know, I don't love laying, you know, almost 2-1 on this, but here's the deal. I just don't know who else can possibly win this award. Looking at the other rookies this season, his numbers are good, 11, 7, and 6, and he hasn't even played over 31 minutes in a game this season. So I think as the year goes on, he's going to get more minutes. And more than anything, again, I look at guys like Anthony Edwards. I look at, you know, James Wiseman. These guys, I mean, Wiseman's a nice player. He's just not getting enough run to get there. And the lone name right now is this Tyrese Halliburton out of Sacramento, and he just does not carry the name brand of a LaMelo Ball. So I think in a few weeks, Melo's probably going to be like minus 300 or so for this award. So I still think there's some value in getting it now at minus 182. So he's definitely a name that I'm looking at for rookie of the year. And then one game for you tonight, if you don't want to lock your funds up, Toronto versus the Hornets here. You know, this line looks a little bit weird when you consider the Raptors are 2-8, the Hornets are 6-6, and the Hornets have won 4 out of their last 5. But you know, you got to dig in a little bit and figure out why this number is what it is. Well, this is the third game in 4 nights, a back-to-back for the Hornets. Toronto, they're coming off a real brutal West Coast road trip. In fact, they played 7 road games to only 3 home games. I use home because I believe they're playing in Tampa right now. But they've wildly underperformed to this point in the season. And I think we're going to see this turnaround now. And I think square bettors are going to look at the Hornets, look at the records, and say, hey, I'm getting 8 points here. I'm going to take this all day long. But we're seeing 65% of the bets right now come in on the Hornets. But I think Toronto is the sharp side, and laying 8 points, man, I had a terrible beat last night with Milwaukee. I don't know if you saw how that game ended, but they should have clearly covered and they didn't. So I don't usually love laying big numbers in the NBA, but I think Toronto whoops them tonight and takes care of business versus the Hornets and starts turning the season around, because they can't wait much longer at 2-8.
Dan, you mentioned the price freeze over at PointsBet. It's going to be fascinating to watch what happens there in Brooklyn. And I know I'm asking the impossible here. Can you predict what's going to happen with Kyrie? All these superstars on one team, only one basketball. What do you think it's going to look like? You think they're going to be able to figure it out? Is Nash going to do this?
The one thing I can say is Kevin Durant is like an amazing teammate. He's the guy that I think can kind of keep it together. But I question Kyrie and Harden, you know, whether or not those guys can coexist. There's only so many basketballs to go around. And I mean, it would be incredible if they like legit probably did the smart thing and bring one of these guys kind of off the bench, and rather than use all that firepower together. That's never going to happen with the salaries that these guys command. And the thing is that Eastern Conference is tough. You still have Milwaukee out there, who I think this is really good for them. Takes all the pressure off of them, you know, trying to get to the finals, because now we know the favorites are Brooklyn. The pressure's back on Brooklyn. So maybe this is a spot for Giannis and Drew Holiday and Middleton, with less pressure on them, to potentially like get over that hump and get to the NBA finals. So I kind of like the odds I can get there on the Bucks. But in terms of how this basketball is going to look, It's got to be a lot of scoring, right? And not a lot of defense. That's probably the way that I'm expecting it. But, you know, James Harden didn't really like how that whole thing went down, basically quit on his team, you know, and honestly, he was the one to blame for a lot of the problems they have. So, you know, from personal side, not going to be really rooting for Brooklyn moving forward.
Dan, tell me about the Scores and Odds TV app you guys got going right now.
Yeah, this is pretty exciting. Our CEO, Cal Spears, you know, he's building this big sports bar in his house. And he was like, I want to get an odds feed. And he couldn't find anywhere to make this actually happen, to put it on a television. So what does he do? He just basically commissioned us to build it. And we did. And basically, if you've got Apple TV, Google Play, or an Amazon Fire TV, you can now go to search Scores and Odds TV, and you can actually get an odds board that looks just like you find in Vegas, and you can put it up on one of your multiple TV screens. And this is great, you know, if you've got an office, if you've got a business, a bar, a man cave, and it's absolutely free. So we're not charging people for this. And it's something that, you know, nobody has really done in the sports betting market to kind of cater to the home user here. So there's different services that'll charge you like $600 a month. And again, we developed this. It's absolutely for free. And right now, again, Fire Stick, Google Play, or an Apple TV, search that app, check it out for yourself. If you want to get a up to the second odds feed on your TV, pretty cool idea, I think.
That's really cool. So, I'm just thinking for myself. Am I going to be able to get the legal Illinois ones, or is it Vegas books? What's available?
What we do is we take a consensus of PointsBet, BetMGM, FanDuel, and DraftKings. So that's okay. The consensus number you have. Obviously, this is our like MVP product on it. I think down the road we'll, you know, segment it out to particular books and add more bells and whistles to it. But we really wanted to get this thing out to the masses because we think that there's going to be more demand for it. And there's really nothing on it in the market. So, and we're probably going to develop it. We're talking about doing it for Roku. We got a lot of feedback from people who have those Roku TVs. That's what I got. So, you know, stay tuned for that. But in the meantime, if you got one of those Fire Sticks or Apple TVs, check it out. It's pretty cool stuff.
Awesome. I'll set that up later this afternoon at Dan_Bach on Twitter, rotogrinders.com, scoresandodds.com. Thank you, Dan.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.